This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The House of Representatives has yet to consider President Biden's request for more than $105 billion in foreign aid, since there's no leader of the House, no speaker. The funding request includes $14 billion for Israel, given the Israel-Hamas war. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more now on the history of U.S. aid to Israel and stipulations the U.S. attaches.
The Congressional Research Service says the U.S. has given Israel $158 billion since Israel was founded, not adjusting for inflation. That makes Israel one of the biggest recipients of U.S. foreign aid since World War II. Brian Katulis at the Middle East Institute says the U.S. and Israel have developed things like the Iron Dome air defense system together.
So it's very much interlinked, and they're joint projects.
U.S. aid to Israel generally comes with strings attached to prevent human rights abuses. On a call with reporters previewing last week's foreign aid request, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said all U.S. arms transfers to Israel are, in his words, rooted in the basic proposition they'll be used consistent with the law of armed conflict. But Brian Katulis says it's hard to police this aid.
Okay, how are they going to then try to enforce that and use this as leverage in a way that doesn't undermine the mission?
Katulis says any U.S. ally receiving aid has its own agenda, and U.S. officials may not have as much leverage as they think. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.